I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born January 13th in Orange, California, he is a stand-up comedian who you've seen on Jimmy Kimmel, The Tonight Show, Comedy Central, and as star of his own comedy specials, Fun Size, and Daddy Issues. You can watch him starting this Saturday in the Comedy Central holiday feature, Reno 911, It's a Wonderful Heist. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Brad Williams.
Mr. Brad Williams, how you been, brother?
Dude, I love the fact that you honor the great Stephen Hawking by still letting him do that intro.
Always and forever. Always and forever.
Wonderful, my friend. Good to talk to you. Excited to come back to Kansas City. Yeah, we sold out pretty much everything without me even doing any press for it.
It's amazing. Dude, you know what? You're living right, brother. Listen, you're amazing. You're one of the greatest comics touring today, and that's a fact.
Thank you, sir. But I'm excited that we added the Sunday show, and because it's Kansas City, we know about the Chiefs-Bengals game, so we made sure the show starts at 8, so you can still watch the Chiefs-Bengals game, right, and watch Mahomes do some magic over Joe Burrow, and then come to my show. So don't worry, we got you covered, Kansas City. We have you covered.
I don't remember you being that big into sports, man, because that's what Jake was telling me. You're also into the World Cup too.
Oh my goodness, I am into this World Cup, man. I love the fact. I don't know if anyone watched the game yesterday. Our guy Christian Pulisic scored the goal to make us advance. And he scored while getting both kicked and kneed in the nuts.
Yeah.
Kicked and kneed. Not one and, like, both. He got both. Kicked and kneed in the nuts while scoring a goal. The only thing that could have made it more American is if right before he did it, he went, "Hey, I'm Christian Pulisic, and welcome to Jackass." Like, that.
Fact. Yeah.
That, it's incredible. But I love the World Cup. I actually went one time. I went to the World Cup when it was in Brazil. This was maybe like 12 years ago.
Now, see, that seems like it could be fun.
Yeah. And, man, it was a great time. It was a blast, minus the part where I got mugged.
I forgot about that. That's right.
But, and I talked about this in one of my specials. This is absolutely true. If you go to Brazil, when you get your visa, they tell you at the State Department, they go, "Hey, make sure you bring a fake wallet and a fake phone for when you get mugged." They tell you you're going to get mugged. And I did. I got my fake wallet and my fake phone. So when I got mugged, I was almost happy about it. I was like, "Oh my God, I've trained for this. This is wonderful." And I gave him the fake wallet and the fake phone. And this part is, once again, absolutely true. I was bored couple nights before I left, and I loaded up the fake phone with D-pics. So I know that guy was just scrolling and just like, it's kind of a bummer. You rob a guy and then you don't get anything, but you got Dwarf D on your phone, and maybe he started up a website. I don't know.
No, it's beautiful, man. Beautiful. By the way, how's home life? Everything's good? Kids good? Wife's good?
Everything's great. Baby turns 3 years old in a couple of weeks in January. I will tell you this, man. So before the kid, when you're in a relationship, you have a lot of crazy sex stories, right? Like, "Oh, this one time we were outside behind the bar. One time we went to the bathroom. We just couldn't hold it anymore." Basically, you were having sex anywhere where you had to get a tetanus shot afterward.
And you
were just going nuts. Now, with the kid, you have a lot of almost sex stories. you know, it's like, oh, hey, remember the time we went out for the nice steak dinner, and then we got the, and then we got the babysitter, and we got home late, and we were drunk, and then, yeah, we just went to bed. Like,
yeah,
that's the kind of stories I have now. Is a lot of almost sex stories. We just went up. I took the wife and the kid and my whole family, in fact, this past weekend. We went to a lake out here in California just to have get up in the mountains, you know.
Yep.
have a nice Thanksgiving up in the mountains. And yeah, there was a lot of almost sex stories there.
And you remember when you were getting married, man? I mean, I was living vicariously through you because she was so down with three ways.
Yep. Now the only time there's three living beings in our bed is when it's me, her, and the dog all sleep.
Yeah, the kid comes into the middle night. It's like, I want to be with you guys.
Yeah,
you're like this is not what I thought it was going to be. So is that part over? I mean, is it really done?
I don't ever want to say it's dead because I want to hold on to a sliver of hope.
Right.
I figure like maybe one day when the kid like goes off and goes to school and is gone for at least 4 hours during the day, maybe we might be able to do something crazy. But yeah, right now it's done. And also it's like I talked about, you're just so tired.
Sure.
At the end of the night. It's like, I got barely enough left in the tank to please one woman. I don't want to disappoint two.
Listen, people are living through you, my friend. The bucket list, the ultimate bucket list, the hot Asian girl and yep. the little person, dude. That's women are running at you to have that.
Yeah, it's.
At least they were.
Yeah, they were, and the thing that is crazy is they still are, but it's just like, I mean, there's something about that ring, and the more I talk about on stage how much I love my wife and how much I have a kid and I'm a family man now, the more the stronger those cougars come to the hoop.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard it was like you're better off as a guy going out with a wedding ring on.
Yes, I can. That would be my advice to any of my single friends. Is to just go out with a wedding ring on. It's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like Pete Davidson, right? Pete Davidson is a guy that was on Saturday Night Live, and he's kind of like, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's not Chris Farley or anything, but he's fine.
Yeah.
And then somehow he gets Ariana Grande to date him. And then once he's got the stank of hot girl on him.
Right.
Now every hot girl is like, oh wait, now it's like a status symbol.
Yeah.
And now Pete's just collecting the Maxim Hot 100 like Thanos.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah, dude, he gives us all hope. I mean, he's got the big D energy, but he also, I mean, let's look at Pete Davidson. He has raccoon eyes, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I say that with love. He gives us all hope.
Yes, absolutely. He's doing now to a much larger degree what I was doing for people like 8 years ago, and they're like, "Well, if the dwarf is getting laid, I've got a shot."
You're laying the ground for all of us, my friend, for all of us, giving us hope and cutting the way.
Yes, exactly. And now I'm giving hope to stand-up comics that they too can add shows in Kansas City
Sunday night, as a matter of fact, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, after Chiefs Bengals, you watch the game, you have some barbecue, and then you come out and you have a nice nightcap seeing Brad Williams at the Improv at Zona Rosa. Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
As you know, Johnny, I'm a big barbecue fan. Yeah. I know the barbecue out here in L.A. is crap. So when I go to Kansas City, I like to do a tour. Now, I've been to a lot of the good places, but I posted that I'm coming to Kansas City, and I don't know if you're familiar with the adult actress Kendra Lust. Are you familiar
Kendra
with
Kendra Lust? Now we have who's the girl? Sylvia Page is from here. Sage is from here, and of all people, Seika moved here.
Seika, classic.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Kendra Lust.
Yeah. Well, Google her when you're not at work.
Oh,
and,
I will right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I'm
like,
her. Yeah.
So I announced that I was coming to Kansas City, and she told me on Twitter, she goes, oh, you got to go to Slaps Barbecue.
Slaps is great.
In Kansas City. And I have not been to Slaps yet, and I think if anyone knows about good meat in your mouth, it's an adult film star, Kendra Lust. She's got the experience. So, and they're not paying me to say this, so I'm absolutely going to be at Slap's Barbecue at some time this week. My favorite is still Kansas City Joe's, the original by the gas station.
Sure, but, that's, I used to live right there.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I used to wake up on my futon, this is years ago, living in this little bitty rental house, and I would wake up like it was heroin. Like, I would just wake up, get in my car without thinking, pull a shirt on, drive to the gas station, go in, get Oklahoma Joe's, and there's a liquor store next door, and fill up my car, and then just go home, gorge myself on ribs, and go back to sleep again.
See, this is what these candle companies have to realize. They're putting out candles of like, hey, it's the holiday candle with peppermint and pine, and it's we have a log cabin scent and frankincense and myrrh. No, you want a candle a guy will light in his apartment, in his house, bacon and barbecue. If you could get that scent, the scent, what wakes you up faster in the morning than someone downstairs frying up some bacon, or in your case, waking up next at the time, Oklahoma Joe's, now Kansas City Joe's. Woo! That will get that'll get you up in the morning.
And that Slaps, by the way. You want to get there early, and you want to call it in too, is another way. Plus, if you want, order it at Slaps, and then literally two blocks away, my buddy owns the 403 Club, a great pinball bar. We go down there and hang out, have a couple, eat your barbecue right there at the table if you want to play some pinball, watch whatever's on television. But
are kidding me. That's going to be my day. There's a guy, there's a ESPN reporter who lives in Kansas City. He's their top baseball guy. His name is Jeff Passan. He's a fantastic human being. And if you like baseball, you have to follow him on Twitter. He and I are friends, and we're looking for some stuff to do. So that I think that's going to be our day. Because I'm not going to be busy on Sunday. I'm a Broncos fan, and God knows they're an abomination this year. So,
Hey, listen, I'll roll down there and meet up with you down there at the 403 if you want.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I got your number. So we're going to have a shock jock, a dwarf comedian, and a baseball reporter all hanging out. This is it's definitely Mary F. Kill. You know what I mean?
Right. So I just realized, by the way, Kendra Lust, the girl you're talking about. Our friend Julian Marquez, who's an MMA fighter from Kansas City, who lives out in Vegas now. Maybe he moved home. He may have moved back to Kansas City. But they do a podcast together.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a weird circle we all run in. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's a strange thing. Like adult film stars, comedians, rock stars, MMA fighters. Like pro wrestlers. We all kind of go in the same circles. It's the late night. We're performing for a bunch of drunks, and oftentimes they have their penises out, and that's just kind of what we all have in common. You laugh. I did a show for 4 months. I did a Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas. Right.
Really?
And I did stand up. You know, I was in a Cirque du Soleil show, but I was doing stand-up. I wasn't, like, getting fired out of a cannon in a leotard yelling out, wee-wee. Like, that's
yeah, I was like, are you in that big hula hoop thing? I'm like, what is he doing? What are they doing to him?
Yeah. It's called Mad Apple. It's at the New York. I opened the show, and I was there for 4 months. It was great. It was a wonderful time. But there was one night where a guy had to get kicked out of the theater because he was having a little too much fun looking at the Cirque dancers.
And masturbating. He was just ripping it out right there, just rubbing one out.
Yep. Oh. Front row.
Like, listen, I like masturbating as much as any guy. But, like anybody else, I'm terribly ashamed of myself. I know it's a horrible act, and I hide it. I hide it behind locked doors in my own house.
Yes. Yeah. Like a gentleman.
That's right. That's right.
But the thing about being in a Cirque du Soleil show, Johnny, and this is why I'm glad I'm back on the road doing stand-up comedy with fellow comedians. You can see me this weekend at the Kansas City Improv. All the shows are sold out except
Sunday.
We added a Sunday show.
8
so
o'clock.
Add it. Come on. Sunday, Zona Rosa, KC Improv. One reason why I'm glad I'm back doing shows with comedians, because when I was doing shows with Cirque du Soleil people, I was by far the ugliest person in that cast. Why?
Yeah, no, they're always beautiful. I never thought of that. They really are.
So there's this one guy. He's this Russian hand balancer. That's a thing.
I hate him already.
Yeah. His name is Valentin, and if you just want to Google, I don't know, Valentin, Cirque du Soleil, Mad Apple, you'll see this guy. He's got like a 19-pack. Like, it's just, he's chiseled from granite, okay? He is a perfect specimen of a human being. He's Hitler's wet dream, okay? That's who this guy is. So we're doing the show at Cirque du Soleil, and one night the lighting board just completely malfunctions and all the lights go down and we have to stop the show to fix the lighting board. Well, I'm a stand-up comedian. I don't need fancy lights. I don't need anything. I just need a microphone. So I go, hey, give me the microphone. I'll go back out and I'll just kill time so the audience isn't just sitting there in silence. So I run back out on stage and I do about 15 minutes, which is fine. I'm used to doing an hour.
Sure.
Like I it's no problem for me. I do the 15 minutes. The audience has a great time. Come back. When I come back to the offstage, Valentin is standing there shirtless, because why would you wear a shirt?
Of course.
And he's standing there, and he just goes, I have no idea how you do what you do. And this is a Russian hand balancer. He goes onto the top of something that is designed to look like the Empire State Building, and he just balances on one hand on top of this thing. If he slips, he dies, and he's looking at me like, eh, you talk crazy.
Yeah, now, by the way, you look good in that. I saw a picture of you as I was scrolling through the night's hat. Dude, you looked great on stage. You walked out there and owned that.
Hey, man, Cirque du Soleil, dude. It's pretty great. I was the first ever stand-up comedian to be in a Cirque du Soleil show. It was a
That's
great
awesome.
Honor. Like I said, did it for 4 months. And Cirque was really big, too. They were like, oh, my God, we're revolutionary. We're putting a stand-up comedian in a Cirque du Soleil show. And I'm back there going, you put a dwarf in the circus. Like,
Jesus Christ.
You didn't reinvent the wheel. Like, you kind of...
You got a movie too, because I don't. Before I beat you to death, because I just realized I'm taking up your whole morning. You got a Reno 911 movie.
Yeah, the cast of Reno 911 is back. They did a Christmas movie. It's out this weekend. It'll probably be on a streaming service, but it's going to do its initial run the old fashioned way, live. So if you have Comedy Central, hit record on the DVR before you buy tickets to go see me this weekend, Zona Rosa, Kansas City Improv. It's called It's a Wonderful Heist. All your favorite characters from Reno 911 are back, and I'm just sitting there on my butt. This is in the mid July, and I get a phone call from Thomas Lennon, who plays Dangle, the guy in the shorts, and he's like, Brad, I'm offended that I even have to ask you this question, but would you mind playing an elf in a movie? And I go, Thomas, love you, buddy, but I'm not doing the whole elf leprechaun thing. I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to do other parts if I get other parts. And he goes, it's for the Reno 911 movie. And I go, where are my bell shoes? I am in. And I did it, and it was a blast. And for those of you who don't know, Reno 911, there is no script. There is none. You have a basic outline. It's very Curb Your Enthusiasm, or if you like the Christopher Guest movies, it's in that style.
Are you kidding me? The best movies ever made, from Best in Show across the board, man. A mighty best ones ever made.
Yeah. So they're all improvised. There's a basic thing of like, okay, in this scene, this is happening. Go. Like, that's all there is. And that's so much fun, especially as a stand-up comic. So I'm in this elf costume. I'm working with the SNL alum, Bobby Moynihan. You may know him. His famous character was Drunk Uncle.
Yeah.
And I got to do a scene with him. And during the scene, we're playing a mall Santa and a mall elf. And during the scene, a chimpanzee gets inside of Santa's sack and starts trashing the mall. And we have to deal with that.
Dude, it never ends. Like, it's if you're not selling out shows at Zona Rosa this weekend, they're going to add a show on Sunday. You know, you got a movie going on. You're in Cirque du Soleil. You're doing those shows in Vegas. You're, you know, I mean, you have not slowed down a bit. It's been a while since you've been to Kansas City, man. So, dude, I'm just happy for you, man. I hope we find some time this weekend.
Thank you. I'd love to hopefully meet up with you on Sunday at your buddy's place and play a little pinball. Hopefully your listeners could stop by before they go to the show that's been added on Sunday, that they could go to the KC Improv and play some pinball with us, eat some Slaps barbecue. I'm pretty sure if you play pinball with a dwarf, you get three wishes. I'm not sure on the science of that.
Yes.
But
it is true.
Sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I think a wizard told me that. Speaking of wizards, I'll plug something else that I'm not in. But Willow comes back today on Disney Plus. it's like a National Dwarf Holiday today. I don't think we're required to go to work.
Oh, dude, I love you, brother. Listen, I'll catch up with you on Sunday, if not at a show. We'll meet up at the 403 Club. Call me. I'll let you know what times. Because, look, I'll meet you over at Slaps. Hell, I'll buy even.
You're the best, man. Thank you to you. Thank you for always having me on. Thank you to your fans for always coming out to the KC Improv. And I can't wait to see them all there this weekend.
See you soon, Brad. Hold on a second. Thank you, man.